Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
That's right, you're listening to Bustin' Loose Baseball. This is episode 180. I am producer Darris Dameron, sitting in for Grant Paulson, always alongside here with Toby Altizer. Toby, the Nationals, it's been a rough stretch here for the Nats. They've dropped 8 of their last 9. They once lost 7 in a row. They luckily broke that streak when they won on Wednesday, but another loss on Thursday to drop the series. Things are getting ugly here for our Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird how this team was. It seems like this has been the case the last couple of years, Darris, where as soon as they inch close to 500, they go on a losing streak. And then eventually they'll get it right back within 2 to 3 games of 500, and then they're back into a slump. And that was kind of the case. Last week, you're talking about a team that was right there, and for the most part, outside of that opening week, had played some decent baseball. And then over the last week and week and a half or so, it's just been a real struggle for this ball club. And it's kind of been all facets. It's been the offense at times. It's been pitching at times. It's just there really haven't been that many bright spots outside of a few moments here or there. And then C.J. Abrams, like he's kind of been good throughout this whole stretch, and he's been really, really impressive. And if he continues going the way that he's going, he'll be representing the Nationals in Atlanta for the All-Star game once again, second year in a row he'd be doing that. But he's been kind of the lone bright spot over this stretch or so, because, you know, Wood's been doing okay, but for the most part it's been really, really tough to watch this team the last couple of weeks. And especially, like, the base running has not been good. Some of the fundamental baseball things defensively, there have been plays where a ball's hit right at a guy and he's not able to field it. Even CJ had a weird one where the ball hit the bat a couple of times and made CJ look bad, where he's just standing there for a ball that ends up allowing a run to score that looked like he could have got to it, but it took a funky bounce. It's been a weird week of baseball for this club, where just stuff that you expect them to be able to do, they haven't done. The mental mistakes have been there. And for a team that doesn't have that big of a margin for error, you can't have those sorts of things. It's going to cost you baseball games. And in turn, this team has lost 8 out of 9.
Yeah, you mentioned the base running, it just seems like it's been a constant issue over the last several years with the base running. I know there was a moment earlier today, but you're just talking about mental lapses and moments where it seems like this team's run into kind of like tough luck and a lull. There was a moment today where we were on a text chain and you texted and you said, "How in the heck did Lowe not pick that? Like, what's wrong with Nathaniel Lowe? He always picks that. How did he not pick that?" It's just one of those stretches where it just seems like anything that can go wrong will go wrong for this team. It's really weird. But you mentioned, like you said, C.J. Abrams has been one that did stand out this week. He had multi-hit games in his last two. He's hit a couple home runs over the course of this series. It's definitely all-star worthy looking season for C.J. Abrams if there's going to be one or two representatives for this franchise come July.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I was talking about on the last podcast, where when he's going well, to me, he just doesn't try to do too much, and he lets the pitcher kind of dictate where he's going to hit it, and he's able to go to all fields. He's going to have more power to the pull side, and he's generally going to be a pull hitter. But when he's not trying to focus on that, you can see some of these results like we've seen over the last couple of weeks, where he's just able to hit the ball to all fields and focus on, not trying to do too much at the plate. And when he does that, he's got all the talent in the world. And you've seen that displayed, and he's got great power. He's someone that I think when he was acquired, people didn't realize the amount of power that he did have. I mean, this is a guy that can hit 25 to 30 homers. And I don't know that that was something that people were expecting when they got him. I think you'd like to see the stolen bags maybe tick up a little bit. And I think he's still got some work to do defensively. But overall, I mean, what you've gotten out of him has been really, really good. And he looks like, outside of the injury this year, he's been really probably their best hitter. And it's been really impressive to watch. And it's crazy to see the arc for him, where he'd had a good year last year, I would say, for the most part. He was spectacular in a couple of months last year, especially at the start. And then you had the weird, tumultuous end of the season with all the sent down, and we don't need to rehash that whole situation, but sometimes you have those situations, Darius, and it ends up being that that guy gets traded in off season, or the relationship between him and the manager, or him and the general manager, and or just him and the ball club in general sours. And we haven't even mentioned that at all this year. When we went down to spring training, it was the first thing that you bring up, just to just see what's going on. It's obviously part of our job as reporters to make sure you're bringing up the stuff that's necessary and people want to hear about. And that's the first thing that we'd bring up, and everybody, including CJ, would dismiss it as, "Yep, it was a learning experience, and we're past it." And it's one thing to say it; it's another thing to put it in action and to show it. And they truly have. Like, there has not been any lingering effects. And in turn, it seems like CJ has matured and taken that next step in his career. So it's been really, really cool to see him thrive this season. We've seen him be really, really good for stretches, and he's doing that right now. It's just, for me, with CJ now, just about that consistency. So when he comes out of this hot stretch, can he not go into a stretch where he's hitting right around 200? And can he, when he goes into the cold spells, not have them last as long as he has in the past? But when he's going well, he's the best hitter on this team, right up there with James Wood, and one of the better shortstops, hitters at shortstop in the National League and in Major League Baseball. So, been really cool to see him keep it going, even though the rest of the team is struggling. CJ is not.
As of this recording of this podcast, CJ Abrams is hitting 317, has a 379 OBP, and is slugging 548. It's definitely been a good run for CJ Abrams. One of the things that stood out to me in this Braves series was the pitching, the starting pitching. Now, while the bullpen did, blow some opportunities here and there throughout the series, the starting pitching didn't really give much depth. Jake Irvin did go 6 innings on Monday in game one of the series, giving up 3 earned runs over the course of that 6 innings, sprinkling 7 hits across there. But Soroka only went 4 innings in game two. Mitch Parker only went 4 and 2/3 on Wednesday. That game did end up being a win. And then, of course, on Friday, or excuse me, on Thursday here, Trevor Williams only went 4 1/3. So some struggles from these starters to get deep into these games, especially with a struggling bullpen. You just gotta give the bullpen some more depth in order for this team to be able to do anything and keep teams in check.
Yeah, so I think one thing that Davey's going to have to do is, at some point, I understand that you want to go to the veterans and you're going to go to Jorge Lopez, and we saw for a long time he was going with Lucas Sims, he was going with Colin Poche. At some point, it's just got to be Cole Henry, Jackson Rutledge, Brad Lord, those sorts of guys. Chafin, working his way in, can eventually get to that point, but I get that you want to go with the guys that have been there before, but they're just not doing well enough. And Jorge Lopez might be on this. He hasn't been as bad as like Sims and Poche, so I don't think he's in danger of being DFA'd. But there's a moment in this series where he's just bouncing the ball on the mounds and chirping, and just looked very unprofessional on the hill, the way that he was conducting himself, which, by the way, is not a shock if you watch anything of why he left the New York Mets last year. It wasn't because of how he was pitching. It was because of some of the stuff that was said in the clubhouse after the game, and why he was moved on from. That's disappointing to me when you have very few veterans left in the bullpen. It's a lot of young guys. You know, Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies talking about their six guys in that pen who were young dudes, including Ribalta, who's currently on the injured list. Like, that's a lot of homegrown guys. And frankly, those have been the ones outside of Finnegan that have been reliable. Like, I think at some point you've got to go fully in on that and trust those guys in Finnegan. And once again, it goes back to the failure that the team had this offseason identifying bullpen help. There really aren't guys that you feel like you can trust, but I think the issue is Davey feels like he can trust the vets more than the young guys when the vets have not shown anything this season to show that they're dependable. And the young guys maybe aren't considered dependable yet because they haven't been used in these roles, but when they've been thrown in low leverage spots or mid leverage spots, they've been just fine. So I think at some point this season, and it might be over the next couple of weeks, if guys continue to struggle, you're just going to have to throw these guys into the fire and see what happens. Because I don't love the results you're seeing with the guys that are quote unquote proven because they're not being very good. So this bullpen's going to be up and down all year, and there's no end in sight of that. I feel like we say that every single podcast, but it's the truth. We could deep dive on how poor the bullpen is every single time. I don't know that we need to do that every single time, but I think at some point, if they want to actually have a chance with this bullpen, you're just going to have to give these young guys a shot, and you live or die with that and see what happens.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you mentioned Cole Henry had a couple of good appearances this week, a couple of scoreless appearances, that is. Brad Lord had one good appearance this week. Actually, that was today on Thursday. His other appearance was not very good. Sprinkled five hits across two innings, giving up two earned runs. Did strike out four. Rutledge had a good outing as well. So, like you said, the young guys are definitely contributing in ways where they are asking for higher leverage situations at some point. And I don't know if they're necessarily asking for it, but they should definitely be put into those situations to get that experience. It's definitely going to be necessary.
Just see, right? Like your other options aren't working. So at least just see if these guys can handle it. If they can't, then you adjust accordingly. And also, too, even if they struggle, the other dudes that you're trying to trust to do so are struggling. I mean, they continue to trot out Jose A. Ferrer in high-leverage spots. One time he looks dynamite, the next time he walks the yard and can't record more than an out. So if they're going to trust him with some of these spots, I know that Rutledge is new to the pen. I know Henry, you have to be careful with his arm and trying to keep him healthy. I get that there are other considerations. But at the same point, if you get to a spot where you give me Jorge Lopez or you give me Jackson Rutledge or Cole Henry or Brad Lord, I understand that Lopez has more of a track record, but it has not been good this season. Give me one of those young guys and just see what happens.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.